Good morning. I'm Alec Buckle.
And I'm Danielle Ram. This is the Bear Facts. Welcome to our 17th season, bringing you all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
This past summer was a busy one. One of the biggest events of the summer was the Quiz Bowl team's trip to the National Academic Championships in Chicago. 10 students made the trip, including recent graduates Ethan Dahlhauser, Mark Pepe, Shane Koob, Jacob Zittrich, and Brent Kayeski. Senior Joe Straub, juniors Rebecca Erdman and Brittany Birdie, and sophomores Jake Rosemeyer and Anna Kolash. The group played 6 extremely close games at Nationals, holding their own against teams that blew away other schools. They ended up taking home a win over Sandusky High School from Michigan.
In addition to competing, the team did a lot of sightseeing in the Windy City. Different members of the group saw the Loop, Navy Pier, and the Magnificent Mile, gawked at the displays at the Field Museum and the Shedd Aquarium, saw a top-notch performance of the musical Wicked, and saw the White Sox take on the Twins at U.S. Cellular Field. The long weekend was jam-packed, and everyone seemed to have a great time.
When you come to volleyball games at Garrigan this fall, you'll notice some big changes in the gym. Friedman Auditorium, the official name for the BGHS gym, had some major renovations this summer. The walls are all freshly painted and decorated, but the most noticeable change is a pair of brand new black and gold scoreboards. We want to thank everyone who helped out with the renovations that make our gym look top-notch.
The SCRIP program continued over the summer, and it's about to start its third year at Garrigan. SCRIP has been extremely successful, with recent orders totaling over $100,000 a week. That means that each year families with students at Garrigan and Seton save hundreds of thousands of dollars on their tuition because of the rebates they get through SCRIP. If you aren't participating in SCRIP yet, you can find out more on the Garrigan website at garrigan.unlimitedweb.net.
While you're there, be sure to check out all of the website to find out what's going on. In just the first week of school, the web design class created more than 60 new pages for the website, and dozens more will be uploaded in the near future. This fall, Dave Miller, Corey Wieland, Kelly Rouse, Brandon Dawn, Joe Golwitzer, and Nick Furch are working on the BGHS website, all under the care of webmaster David Burrow. Garrigan's website grows each day, and you can see the results by going to garrigan.unlimitedweb.net.
Fall sports have started up. This year, the Golden Bears are in a new football district. Some of their opponents are familiar, schools like Southern Cal, North Wanda, and Southeast Webster. Others are completely new, though. 2 weeks from now at homecoming, the Bears will be taking on Marcus, Meriden, Claghorn, a team they've never faced before.
Junior Brett Capacious will be returning for his second year as the Bears' starting quarterback. This year's football captains are Jack Bradley, Corey Whelan, Joe Straub, and Ethan Gish. Other returning seniors include Vince Cruz, Alec Buckholt, Kyle Smith, Brian Hamilton, Vinny Humble, David Miller, Daniel Tilgis, Brian Patterson, Richard Forberger, and Jim Geelan.
Yesterday, Garrigan and Seton Middle School students began our annual calendar drive. The activity calendars cost $25 each, with profits going to the transportation fund. In addition to having the year's full schedule of events, each calendar also offers you 365 chances to win cash prizes. You can win from $35 to $500. So be sure to find your favorite Garrigan student and get your calendar today.
The freshmen held their election for student council this past week. 3 pairs of candidates ran to lead the class: Grant Redding and Alex Boisley, Mitch Ram and Austin Vasky, and Lana Larson and Emily Bell. When the votes were all counted, the winners were Alex Boisley and Grant Redding.
Garrigan's 50th homecoming is just around the corner. Last week, the seniors nominated this year's homecoming royalty. This year's king candidates are Jack Bradley, Brian Funk, Christopher Schmidt, Joe Straub, and Corey Wieland. Candidates for homecoming queen are Rebecca Brosnan, Megan Hilbert, Shanna Miller, Christina Schultz, and Callie Smith. Congratulations to our 2008 homecoming royalty.
For the past 16 years, we've started out our senior spotlight feature with the student council presidents. This week, we're shining the spotlight on Joe Straub. Here to tell you about him is Randy Kenyon.
Joe Straub seems to be in almost every activity. The list includes football, basketball, baseball, and track, as well as choir, musicals, plays, show choir, quiz bowl, math team, student council, and announcing here on the Bear Facts. Joe is planning on attending Notre Dame University next year, and we wish him the very best of luck in the future.
Thanks, Randy. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's North Central Conference Volleyball today at Clarion. Then Monday, there's no school because of the Labor Day holiday.
Tuesday is our first turn-in deadline for the annual calendar drive. That night, the cross-country team runs in the Newman meet at the West Campus of North Iowa Mercy Hospital in Mason City. There's freshman, sophomore football that night, with the Bears traveling to Garner.
Wednesday, there's a meeting for the freshmen going into the confirmation program and their parents. Then on Thursday, Kossuth Connection meets.
Friday night, the football Bears take on West Hancock at Britt. Then on Saturday, the volleyball team plays in a tournament with three sites at AHS, BGHS, and the Algona YMCA.
That's our first Bear Facts for this school year. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in every week to hear all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.